out, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
We'll put it over here, a corner of it.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, today the Lamaisa want to begin on the concept, the sugya of Hallel on the Seder, B'shas the Seder. That psalm that you had, did you bring in, Ben?
No, you didn't yet.
Yeah, you have it? Yeah. Want to grab it in the... Yeah. You have that psalm? Did you put that psalm back that I gave you?
No.
Yeah, okay, great. So, Lamaisa, there is a concept we know from Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim have a mnemonic. They sing Kadesh Urchatz. Everyone has a niggin. Kadesh Urchatz. Right? That song. So, one of the things that we sing is beautiful niggin. In the end, we sing Hallel Nirtza. Yes? In the very end, we sing Hallel Nirtza. So, I want to discuss, Lamaisa, this concept of Hallel that we have during the Seder. And this will allow us to see also a Havana Brura of what you see in this, the significance of this halacha that we have regarding what? Regarding matzah. Okay, let's begin. Let's take a look at the second page in the packet. Second page in the packet says as follows. Let's take a look. Everyone got it? Let's take a look. Go ahead, Ben. You see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, go ahead. I don't have to read the whole Mishnah, but go ahead. It says what? Yeah. Stop. All the days, kasha of Kriyas and Megillah, and of Kriyas Hallel. Meaning you can say Hallel both what? You can say both Hallel. You can say Hallel only in the daytime. So the Gemara says, on Chof and Beis and Megillah, Gemara picks it up. Go ahead. Hallel. Go ahead.
Hallel the seed,
what does Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavol mean? The simplest reading of the Pasuk is from the what? The simplest reading of the Pasuk is from the rising of the sun, from the sunrise to sunset, from the eastern part of the globe to the western part of the globe, we pray Hashem. That's the simplest reading of the Pasuk. But there's a added interpretation. What's the added interpretation? It's not there? Okay. So it's an added interpretation. The added interpretation was, you put it back or no, Lamaisa? You put it back, Pinchas?
I put two back.
Oh, you put it back in the back? Okay. So he says, Beferish Lamaisa, that the simplest reading of the Pasuk is from the eastern part of the globe to the western part of the globe, you have to pray to Hashem. But the Gemara has added interpretation. What's the added interpretation? That you do it from sunrise to sunset. Okay? Meaning that, what is sunrise to sunset? You only say Hallel during the daytime. That's the first marker. What's the second marker? The second marker is, it says in the side, Rav Yosef, instead of Rav Yossi. Go ahead. Rav Yosef Omer.
Rav Yosef Omer, Zehayom HaSashem.
Nagilu V'nisbechavol. Zehayom is day. So you see there's a Beferish of Mishnah, and the Gemara gives two makoros, that Hallel can only be said during the daytime. Plain and simple. So the first question we want to ask is, how is it shayich that you could say Hallel in the Seder? And what does it say, Lamaisa, in the Seder? It says that we say Hallel at night. So I'm going to write down the kasha like this, Lila. It's one word. So you write it down. There's a Mishnah in Megillah that says Hallel has to be said v'yom. Cannot be said v'lila. And we know that the Gemara says and Tulsa says in the beginning of Pesachim, let's add this on. I want you guys to get everything. You're not allowed to start the Seder early. There is halacha. It says, V'achlus abasar b'layla hazeh. Tulsa says, M'sochem daf sadi tesim beis. Okay? Sadi tesim beis. It says, V'achlus abasar b'layla hazeh, which means that you're not allowed to start Yontif of Pesach early. That's the din. You're not allowed to start the Yontif of Pesach early. That's the halacha. Okay? Even though there's a general din, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, ushering Shabbos and Yontif in early, but on the Seder, you're not allowed to. Tosfos writes this on Daf Sadi Tesim Beis, Dir Mask Acha Techshach. Please get it. In fact, there's a machlokus, the Magen Avraham in the Taz. Let's say you have a chazan at your Seder that's a tremendous chazan, and he wants to do a 10-minute kiddush. So do you require the kiddush to be after Seisa Kochavim, the words, or do you require the drinking of the cup? It's a machloikas magen of Ram Taz. Mr. Brewer quotes this. Our meaning is not just to drink the cup after Seisa Kochavim, but also to say the words after Seisa Kochavim. So all you see all the words of kiddush, correct. So because the whole Seder should not begin, so that's why you time it out, halacha l'maisa. Now I want to stress, we're talking about howl during the Seder. There is a machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Vilna Gaon on one hand against the Ramah. You say hallel at night at Shul. Okay, the Ramah says not to. And it became very popular, I think because the Rav held himself to say hallel, that the hallel that we do say in Shul. So many Ashkenazic Shuls developed that minig to say hallel. Now, my personal minig is not to, but in the hotel where we're at, they do. So I say it's not right for people to walk out. So if you don't want to say a bracha, I don't say the bracha. I don't say the bracha before, I don't say the bracha afterwards. Because you're holding like the Ramah. But it's not nice to leave and walk out. Rav Moshe writes that. It's a problem of Loti Sko to do.
But Rav Shul, people who are at the minimum, like the few are the people that do say hallel.
I don't know. I don't think so much more anymore. Maybe outside New York, Simi. But the Rav's influence, I think, was very strong. Moshe Ashkenazic shuls, I think, well, it depends. The shul should decide. If the majority doesn't, then they shouldn't say it. They should follow the Ramah. But if
that doesn't happen with, like, tefillin and chol moed, so...
What do you mean? With tefillin and chol moed, a machlokes. The Ramah says you do.
Mechaber and go.
What do you mean?
Same loss is good to do. People just do it anyways.
No, everyone follows their own opinion. Since Rav Moshe writes that, since both opinions are accepted, it's not lotis go to do.
Both things are accepted, to say it or not to say it.
No, but I'm saying to walk out and leave is not nice. That's an issue where you're saying you're not doing it. Halacha l'maisa. There's no problem in saying a perek in Tehillim. So you should say it without the bracha. There's no problem in saying the prakim, the kapitels. That's what they are, they're kapitels. So there's no problem in saying kapitels, so I say it without the bracha.
Well, Lamaisa,
I think it's proper. I announced Lamaisa you should stay. But if you want, if people are going to leave, then take a break. But people want to get home and say the Seder. So, you know, it saves time, Lamaisa.
They do at Yeshurit. Rezeb Kohn doesn't say Allah.
Okay.
The Shul does. So they wait like 10 minutes and they start.
Okay. That's fine. But Lamaisa, if you don't want to wait, then everyone should what? Everyone could say it. But what I want to point out is that what we're... What we're talking about now is not the howl in the shul. We're talking about the howl that everyone says in the Seder, uniformly everyone says in the Seder. The howl in shul is a different din in Gansen. It could be connected with the Korban Pesach, number one. Should get that down. Number two, there's a din of Lel Hiskade Shachag. There's a drush in the Gemara that the Lel is sanctified Chag, so it could be, that might be another reason why we say howl. Another reason why we may say howl is maybe it's a military victory, because the armies of Sanherif were pummeled and they were destroyed. So it could very well be that might be another reason. But as I said, we're talking about Hallel during the Haggadah. We definitely say it at night. We paskin, you're not allowed to start Pesach early. There is a Rimi Kurvayel quoted in the Shittim Megubetzis and Brachas. The Rimi Kurvayel, one of the Shums, says you can start Pesach early, but we don't accept that. We paskin like the Taisim Sadi Tetzimim Beis. And that's the din, halacha l'maisa. So our first kash is, how on earth could you say it? It's against the Mishnah in Megillah, and we had two makoros in the Gemara. Okay, Ben, you got it? Yes, what do you say,
Pitchus? People that do say halal?
Yes.
They also don't say with the bracha, or they do say with the bracha?
They do say with the bracha. If you hold like the mechaber and gon, yes, correct. And I want to stress that now, as long as we brought that up, Let's get to when we get to that kasha. So that's the first kasha we want to ask, okay? Why is it they were able to say hallel? Okay, number two. What's very unique about hallel in the night of the Seder, I think 99% of the Haggadahs, and I don't mean that with exaggeration, there is one, I don't remember which Rishon, that actually before hallel begins, and when does hallel begin in the Seder? At the end of Maggid, when you say the two paragraphs of Haluka and Beseis Yisrael. There is one Rishon that has Bruchat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach Kedshanu V'Tamas Vanu, Likro Asahalo. And as you saw in the Rishon, Ligmor Asahalo sometimes used when Halal Shalom. We don't paskin like that. We always say Likro even when you say Halal Shalom. But Ligmor, according to some Rishonim, connoted a Halal Shalom. So most Haggadahs and most Rishonim, and that's the way we paskin, we do not say a bracha. And that's very, very strange. Because whenever we say halal, Allah l'maisa, we usually say a bracha. It's very rare. I'll tell you when we don't say a bracha, you get it down. Halal and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says in Tainis on Chav Chesem and Beis, is a minig. Now, do we say a bracha on a minig? So the Rambam writes, you don't say a bracha on a minig. Ein mevarchen al a minig. That's what the Rambam writes. Ein mevarchen al a minig. You don't say a bracha on a minig. And Tosfos writes in Brachas on Daf Yudalit that we do say a bracha on a minig. Okay? It's a very fundamental machlokas, whether you say bracha on a minig or not. It's a machlokas Ashkenazim, Sfardim. It traces down to be a machlokas Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber holds like the Rambam of Ein mevarchen al a minig, and the Ramah says, you're mevarchen al a minig. Sfardim, to this day and age, on Rosh Chodesh, when they say halal, do not say a bracha. They don't say a bracha before, they don't say a bracha afterwards. Okay? Now, I want you to get down. We do say a bracha at the end of halal during the Seder. What do we say? Bracha Hashem, melech mulabat ishpachos. That's called Birkas Ashir. That's a mission in the end of Psachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and there are different minhagim about that. Okay? Because if you remember, we say halal gadol. We say regular halal, which is called halal mitzri. Halal mitzri is the regular halal we're familiar with in davening. It's called halal mitzri. And then you say halal gadol, the 26 hodol Hashem kitov kidulam chasto, right? And then you say nishmas, right? And then what do? We paskin go back to the last paragraph in halal mitzri. But they're different minhagim. There actually are four different minhagim. The Rashbam, which we don't pass like, had even two brachas. Because one bracha was on the Nisim Lamala Minateva, and the other one was on Nisim that are what? Are Beteva, that are Nes Nister. The Rashbam and Psachim actually has two brachas. No one does that. However, Lamaisa, if you look, there's different minhagim, the Rav, so that one minig is like the one Rashbam, the Rashbam is that there are two separate brachas at the end. Our sheet is you go back to what? Yahalalucha at the end. Okay? You go back to Halalucha at the end. But how do we conclude? Did anyone find a Haggadah, by the way? I forgot to bring it in. Was there a Haggadah in the Mismedrash?
No.
Couldn't find a Haggadah in the Mismedrash. So some have a minig. I want you to get this. The other three sheetahs are you conclude Brochat Hashem, Melch Mulabat Ishpachos. Some and conclude Brochat Hashem. How do you end Ishtabach? What's the bracha at the end of Ishtabach? Right, some end at the end of Ishtabach, and the Rav had a fourth shita where you combine both. You say, Melech Melav Tishbos, Kel Adol, Zadoni Flos, Abachim Pesher Yizim, Melech HaKel Olamim. That was the minig of Beis Avi. That was the minig of his father's house, and Reb Chaim. So you got the four minhagim at the end. Number one is that there were two actual brachas. What were the two actual brachas? The first was at the end of Halal, and then the second one was the end of Nishmas Yishtabach, and they connote two different types of Nisim, Nes Nistar and Nes Nigla, right? We don't accept that Rashbam. Some have a minig, the Ashkenazim have a different minig that they conclude with the Halal of Yahalucha at the end, or other have a minig they conclude with the Yishtabach at the end. And the fourth one is you combine the Chasim of Melech Malv Dishbach and Yishtabach. Okay? So the Rav did none of the above. Of the previous three. But what's that called? That's called Birkas Ashir. Okay? That's called Birkas Ashir. On Kuf Yud Zayinim at base. The Mishnah writes, Kuf Yud Zayinim is on the bottom, that there's something called Birkas Ashir. It says, Mazgulo Koshlishi Mivarach HaMazono. The third cup is on Birkas HaMazon. Revi, Gomer Lov, it's a howl. The fourth one is you say, howl, Gomer Lov, Birkas Ashir. Please get that phrase, Birkas Ashir. So don't be bothered by that at all. Please get that down. The bracha at the end, everyone does. That's not Midin howl, that's Midin, what we call Birkas Ashir. It's a Mishnayis, okay? But Sfardim, when they say howl and Rosh Chodesh, they don't say a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. I don't know what your personal sheet is in Yom HaTzmud, but my personal sheet is if you say it without a bracha. So I say without a bracha, that means before and afterwards. Okay, Yom Rishalayim, the same thing. Okay, so it's very rare that you say a halal without a bracha. We just said it. If you're a Sephardi, halal and Rosh Chodesh, Yom Rishalayim, Yom Atzmud, Yom Rishalayim, and that's it. Why on earth, when you say a full-blown halal during the Haggadah, is it so that we don't say a what? Is it so that we don't start with a bracha? And let's try to trace down in the if we can in the computer. And by the way, Arami Ovid Avi is in Parsis Kisavo. It's the Pasuk Anisa Mamarta, which I was looking for yesterday. Right, we found it afterwards, thanks to Yosef's help. So what I want to bring out is that it's very rare that we say a bracha. Let's try to find out Blineta for tomorrow, which Rishon has in his Agada with the bracha. But we're going to go with 99% there is no bracha. Why is there no bracha? Okay, that's the second kashin. We got it clear? Okay, you got this Rambam Taisus about bracha alaminik. Okay, number three. The third kasha is that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tuf Ayin Beis Sif Yud Dalet, in Hilchos Hala. It says Beferish, it's not Hilchos Hala, it's actually Hilchos Seder. It says men and women are equally mechuyev when it comes to what? Men and women are equally mechuyev when it comes to the halacha of what? Of the Haggadah, the Seder night. Everything is equal. Both men and women are equal when it comes to the Seder night. Every single halacha that a man must do, a woman must do. And that includes halal. Well, you know what? Is a woman chayv and halal throughout the year? No, she's not. It's called the mitzvah eser shebizman groma. And in mitzvah eser shebizman groma, we know women are pturus from our own mesechta. Why are women pater from a mitzvah eser shebizman groma? So the Gemara has drushes. It's exerts a kasef. The Gemara gives no rhyme and reason behind it. There are two reasons that we like to say over. Okay? I'm not sure if we said it over this year yet. The first is Davudron, which you don't tell women. And that is that since women have added responsibilities of raising the children, or whatever it is, household responsibilities, Hashem gave them a break and potted them from these mitzvahs that are time-bound. That's why I say it's the ones you don't tell women, right? And then they quote in the name of the Maharal. I think the Maharal says it. Other people argue with me on this. But at least Rav Meisel and Shlita does quote the Maharal like this. And that the Maharal claims that women are, based on Midrashim, that women are holier than men. And women don't need the mitzvahs throughout the calendaric year to elevate them. Whereas men do. And since men do, the halacha is that what? What's the halacha? The men are chayiv in time-bound mitzvahs. Good to see you, Sri. So men are mechuyiv in time-bound mitzvahs. And therefore, everyone has the packet. So men are mechuyiv in time-bound mitzvahs because they need to elevate their holiness. Okay? So women throughout the year are what? Are pater from halal. All of a sudden, this night, based on the Shulchan Aruch's psak, women and men and women are equally mechuyev. That's a pella. Why is that so? And I want you to, what'd you say?
Who says the second opinion? There's the Avudral, which is
the Maharal. At least that's what I claim the Maharal said. Other people argue with me about that, but I think that's, Rav Meisel seems to agree with what I said. That the Maharal is what? That the Maharal is actually saying what I'm saying. That in fact, women are holier than men, and they don't need those extra mitzvahs throughout the year. Now, we know that there's a famous machlokus between, again, the Rambam and Tosfos. What's the famous machlokus on mitzvah seshes shebizman groma? That if they do engage in it, do they say a bracha or not, right? So what does the Rambam say? They do not, right? Rambam says Sephardic women do not say a bracha when they shake a lulav, correct? We got to know this. And Tosfos says that they, if they want, they can. And it also traces down to be, and again, another machlokus, mechaber omo. Okay? She's Ashkenazic, she should say a bracha. She's Sephardic, she should not. Absolutely. Tosfos says you should, correct. It's the same machlokes about minik. Same machlokes. Mechaber Omo. It's machlokes mechaber Omo. Absolutely. Now, let me point out, I want you guys to know this is machlokes as well. There's a further machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and brachas chofam and beis, on a rabbinic mitzvah. Do we apply the principle of mitzvah seshes shebizman groma? Okay? So machlokas Rashi Tosfos. One shita says that no matter what, you're chayev if it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. There is no patur of a mitzvah seshes shebizman groma. Women are machuyev. And the other shita is that no, that just like it applies to mitzvah midi raisa, it applies to mitzvah midi Rabbanan as well. Okay? You follow me? Yeah? That's a very important machlokas you got to know as well. It's on daf chofam and beis. In Meseches Brachos, okay? So the third kasha we're asking is, what on earth is going on? Why on earth should a woman be mechuyev in the halal on the night of the Seder? L'churitz and mitzvah says man groma. Now, I want you to cut me off at the pass. You could say, Rebbe, why don't you ask that about matzah? Why is that not a good kasha? Because matzah women are mechuyev. Why?
Because
Yeah, I want you to get every daf down. Mem gimel amid bezim sachem. Why? Because the Gemara is a special drasha. Anyone's mechuyev in the isra of chametz is mechuyev in the achilas matzah. Kol sheyeshtu babal ochel chametz is kum b'achol matzah. So women can't eat chametz, so chayev karis. Right? Women are chayev, and how many lavim in the Torah? Every lav in the Torah except how many? Except three. That's a Mishnah in Kedushin. On chavtes and aleph, right? What are the three that women are pturis from? Baltakiv, baltashkis, and baltatam lemesim. Then the Minchas Chinuch adds a few others on why it wasn't in the Mishnah, like being the lav of not being afraid to go out to war. He says they're part from that. They don't go out to war. The mitzvah, the lav of not creating a bathroom system to go out to war. He says that doesn't apply to them. He says why is that not in the Mishnah? Maybe according to some Rishon Lore Panayre Kam, you're not supposed to go to the Beis Hamikdash empty-handed on Yontif. That might not apply to a woman. So he asks Akasha why those aren't included in the Mishnah. Okay, whatever the terms for that might be, it's a good Mara Mokum to know that Michos Chinuch. But nonetheless, I want you to know all these Makairis. So the bottom line is that Halacha L'maisa, we have this major question, major Kasha is that how on earth could women be chayiv and halal. Matzah don't be bothered with, because they're makusha with chometz, they're makusha and matzah. But the question, why halal? And for that matter, which we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem, and why are they makusha and magid in Sipri Yisis Mitzrayim? Okay, so that's kasha number three. Number four, there is a halacha in Hilchos Halal in Simin Tov Chof Beis Sif Zayin. And that is that you have to stand up during halal. There is a halacha, you must stand up during halal. Okay? You must stand up during halal. Al pi din.
Why?
Why? Good question. Two reasons given in the bir halacha. One reason is because halal is tantamount to edus, testimony that Hashem runs the world and is the creator of the world. So if that's the case, Svi, you must stand. Edus is v'amdu shnei anashim lefnei Elohim, and therefore since halal requires what? Halal is an element of testimony to Hashem. There's a requirement of amidah. That's number one. Number two, there is a pasuk, Adam, and the pasuk says ha'omdim mebeis Hashem. What were they all made for? For praising Hashem. So those are the two reasons given why you must stand for halal in general. So we all know that we don't stand for halal during the Seder. We're all sitting around the table and we're all reciting. So it's very, very strange why this halal breaks the regular norms of Hilchos Halal. Now, if I remember correctly, let's check it out, Blinetta, for tomorrow, but there is a nafkamina given, I believe, Adam, between the two reasons. I think that one of the nafkaminas given is if you can lean on a shtender during halal. So it could very well be that if you say it's like testimony, it could be that as long as you're not sitting and you're leaning on the shtender, so that might be good enough. But if you quote the pasuk of ha'omdim, then maybe leaning on the shtender would not be sufficient. The Bir Halacha discusses the nafkamina between the two reasons, and I believe that if I remember correctly, that's how the nafkamina is and how it plugs in. It's an interesting nafkamina. And he points out there, when we talk about leaning on a shtender, I'm not talking about leaning so much that if the shtender's removed, you'll fall on your face. That's not called amida for sure. We're talking about you lean on the shtender that, you know, even if the shtender's removed, you would be able to stand. Is that good enough? So according to that it's considered to be edus, it might be good enough. If you consider the pasuk omdim, maybe you have to tafka be omid on your own without being on a shtender. But nonetheless, everyone's sitting. And if everyone's sitting, lamaisa, it's very difficult how this is against Hilchos Halal. Okay, that's the fourth kasha. Number five. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the first page in the packet, okay? Let's take a look at the first page in the packet here. Let's see what it says, okay? Everyone got it here? Okay, let's take a look. Tzvi, why don't you read? Vamar Byokhan, this is Megillah, Yudam, and Beis, okay? Here, Dovi, you have a packet? Here, let me give you a packet. Yes, right here. Okay, it says on Yudam and Beis. Go ahead. What do you say, Svi? Omar B'Yochanan?
Omar B'Yochanan, my dechsev v'lo karov zeh, al zeh kol halayla.
They didn't come close to each other the whole night, right? Go ahead.
Bikshu Malachi, Malachi Asharis, Lomar Shira. Omar Karish Baruch Hu, ma'aseh yadai tovin, tovayin b'miyam.
Vatem omrim Shira? The truth of the matter is the Gemara had just got through saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy when we do mitzvahs, but God forbid if we don't do mitzvahs, he's happy, l'maisa, about when there's a punishment of the Yidim. So the Gemara says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never happy about the downfall of Rishoyim. And we see right here that the wicked Mitzrayim, Hashem gave them Musar, the Malachim. How dare they want to sing when they're drowning, yes? This is the famous Gemara, but I want you to know where it is in Shas. So what's the Gemara's answer? Amar Rabbi Elazar.
Amar Rabbi Elazar.
Who ain't sas? Hashem tak is not happy. But what? But he causes other people to be happy, the fact that the Rishonim get destroyed. Go ahead, Videka what?
Kain
Yasis. Shma Mina. So what does this mean? This means that there will be non-Jews, if God forbid we don't do mitzvahs, that will be happy at our downfall. There will be non-Jews that will be happy. But Hashem is not happy. But what comes out of this Gemara is what? Is that, is it proper for a Jew? Is it proper for a Jew to be happy about the downfall of a human being, even if he's a non-Jew? No. The Malachim were stopped by Hashem. It is that Hashem will create a simcha for non-Jews if if the Jews get punished. Yes, that it says. But the Gemara doesn't say Jews can be happy at someone's downfall. And Rav Svi Rom, my good friend, Shlita, who's a Rebbe in Netiv Ari, was my roommate in Shalbim, he wrote a whole article. It is quoted in the Abarbanel's name. The reason why we put our pinky in the cup and drop the wine is because we feel bad about the Mitzrim dying. He wrote a whole article that there's no such Abarbanel, but it's from later Gedol Achronim. He wrote a whole article saying that Abarbanel never wrote it. I forgot. I think it was published in Chakira, which is a very fine Torah journal in English. So whoever said it, what I want to bring out is that it is built in the Seder that we dip our pinky. Some have different minhagim, they do different fingers, not the pinky the whole time, because it's maybe poking the yayin if you put it back in. They're different minhagim. I heard Shlomo Zalman did different finger each one. He didn't want to put it back in. But whatever the case might be, the truth is you see built in the fabric of the Seder, we're concerned about the Mitzrim passing away. And this Gemara, this Gemara says, and I want you to get this down, this is why the Shiboli Alekit writes that we don't say a full hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. Do you know we don't say a full hallel on the seventh day of Pesach? We don't say a half hallel? Because that's when the Mitzrim drowned. There's another reason why we don't say a full hallel. Why not? Because there's the same korban throughout all of Pesach. Every day of Pesach, the same korban. Do you notice the maftar is always the same maftar, right?
Unlike Sukkot.
Every day of Sukkot is a new korban. And that's why the Gemara says in Erek and Daf Yudim and Beis, we say a full hallel every day of Sukkot. But on Pesach, the first 2 days, yes, in Chutzar, for the rest of the days, no, not. Plus the fact you have that added reason that in the seventh day of Pesach, which is Kriyas Yom Suf, we feel bad that the Mitzrim died, so we don't say a full hallel. Masayat and Tovim Yam. So my kasha is, the fifth kasha I want you to get down is, I don't understand. The firstborn Mitzrim died on the night of the Seder. Why are you ignoring that? And you say a full hallel during the Seder? Why ignore that? It's a very strong kasha. Halacha l'maisa. Very strong kasha. I'm just going to write it as a code word. You get it down. Masa yadai tovim biyam. Okay? Vatem omrim shira. So my reference is, I'm just going to write it like this. Bechor. What about the Bechor? Firstborn Mitzrim. Why don't you apply that same principle? Why do we ignore it? Plus the fact, one sec, Pinchas, I want to point out, as I was pointing out the Ben and Pinchas, and Belina, I'll have to try to, two things. What did we say we had to look up? What was the first thing we said we had to look up? We'll try to look up? Forgot already. What was the first thing that we said we were going to look up for tomorrow? I forgot, but I want to look up, Lamaisa, the... No. You remember what we said, Ben? We said we'd have to look it up for tomorrow. But we said that the first, I want you to get this, we said that the Gemara, a few blot later, in Megillah, Tetvavim Adalf writes that when Haman was told by Achashverosh to walk Mordechai through the streets, Haman crouched down so Mordechai would stand on his back to get on the horse. And when Mordechai did that, the Gemara says in Megillah, Tet Zayin Amid Aleph, get it down. Mordechai kicked him. So Haman said, why are you kicking me? It says, B'fol o yivchal tismach, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. You're not supposed to rejoice at the downfall of your enemies. So Mordechai said, that's only by Jews, but not by Goyim. Hani mili Yisrael, lo ba'akum. So that seems to be so through the Gemara 6 blot earlier in Yudim and Beis. Here we just said, what's the takeaway from Yudim and Beis? They are not allowed to be happy at someone's downfall, even if they're non-Jews. You understand the steerit? So I have to look up, there's like 5-6 teruts. One teretz I remember, and one teretz Rav Simon Shlita once said, but I wrote a whole drush, it was one of my daughter's bas mitzvahs. I learned Mishlei with her. I had that stira, because there's a stira, it says, Ebed Rishoyim Rina. It says, you're allowed to rejoice destruction of Rishoyim, and then it says, Befall Yivchal Tisbach. So it's a stira between Tupsukim and Mishlei. But whatever the case might be, Rav Simon Shlita wanted to say, and this is, I'm sure, is one of the answers. It might be okay to be happy inside, but there's no ability to do shira. That's a good answer, I think. Maybe you could be happy about the Goyim's downfall, but to do shira, that's a different thing. Okay? So that would be a good answer. But for our purposes, what is going on here in the night of the Seder that you ignore the fact the firstborn Mitzvah were killed? Yes, Pinchas, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just a question about...
Yes.
How does dipping the pinky and the finger symbolize that we feel bad for
you? I guess because you don't have a kos malay, you know? You're taking away a little bit, you know? It's like, you know, it's you're feel very good about yourself, you know? It's a kos malay, you know? So we pay deference a little bit to human beings dying. That's what I would say. Okay? Because it shows, you know you're like, royalty when it's called smale, overflowing. That's what I would say. Okay?
Do you have to use your fingers or can you use like a fork?
Meaning is to use it. Meaning is either to use all your fingers like the Shlomo Zalman use the same pinky, and we don't assume that's a problem. Okay? So that's the fifth kasha we got. Okay? Number 6. Let's get this. A sixth kasha regarding challah during the Seder is as follows. And that is that if you look in the, when we said this song, the mnemonic of Kadesh Urchatz, in the middle of challah, what do? You break out with a middle, what do I say in the middle of challah? Because you start first two paragraphs before the meal, which is, Halukah and Beseis Yisrael Mitzrayim. That leads you into the Brach of Shir Galanu. You have the big meal, then you bench, you say challah. Have you ever seen in Hal you break out with a big meal in the middle? It's nuts. I mean, I don't care how. First of all, you should never attend any Kiddush clubs. But if you go to a Kiddush club, I've never seen a Kiddush club in the middle of Hal where they take a break. In the middle of Hal, they have a lavish meal. I mean, that's already nuts. No one would have the chutzpah to do that. At least I hope not, right? But that's exactly what you're doing in the Hal. In the Hal, you have a what? You have a Suda Gedola, Mafsikin B'Suda Gedola. You're being mafsikin with a tremendous meal, and it's very rare. And for that matter, the Mishnayos say b'feirush that on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, what is Halal set on? Kos Sheni, the Kos Revi. Yes? That's exactly what the Halal is set on. Kos Sheni is the Halal, and Kos Revi is the Halal. I mean, have you ever had a guy say L'chaim to a guy in the middle of Halal? I mean, no one does that. So it's very bizarre that you're saying ala kos. What's that all about? So that's the sixth and the seventh kasha we want to ask. Okay, number 8. I didn't give it to you inside, but you'll please get the daf. The Gemara says in Maseches Tanis, okay, that if there is a drought, God forbid, in a certain country and in a certain medina, it gets very scary, and they have to fast. And the Mishnayos say they do a series of 3-3-7. Those are the Mishnayos say in Maseches Tainis. And if you look in Maseches Tainis, I'll give you the exact daf. I believe it's daf Yutes, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows, that it's taken very seriously, and of course you have to do a Tainis. But the question is, what happens when Hashem Taka brings what? When Hashem Taka brings rain. What happens? What do? So everyone is rejoicing, and you say halal. So the Mishnah says, on Yud Tesimon Aleph, what I presented, that you are rejoicing, and Lamaisa, you're very, very happy. And what the Mishnayos say as follows, okay? The Mishnah's on Daf Yud Tesimon Aleph. The Gemara picks it up on Daf Chaf Hei. So get this down so you'll be able to remember where it is. And Chaf Hei and Beis, the Gemara picks it up, okay? What does it say? It says as follows. It says that if the rain comes down, okay, before Chatzos, so what do you do? What happens? You're always going to say Hallel. Allah Lamais. You're always going to say Hallel. The question is, when did the rain come down? Before Chatzos or after Chatzos? So the Mishnah says that if you're fasting and the rain comes down, Kodem Netzacham Lo Yashlimu, Lachar Netzacham Yashlimu. Rabbi says, Kodem Chatzos Lo Yashlimu, Lachar Chatzos Yashlimu. So there was a story in Lud that they made a fast day and the rain came down before Chatzos. Rabbi Tarvin said, eat, drink, and make a yontif. Okay? So the Mishnah says that if the rain comes down before Chatzos, everyone's so rejoicing, everyone's very, very happy. So what do? You go break your fast with a lavish meal. Okay? Then you say Hallel. This is before Chatzos, okay? You got me? You mean at noon, a perfect 12-hour day. Ask the Gemara a very simple kasha. You can't say Hallel before you break your fast? It's bizarre. Why do you have to break your fast first and then say Hallel? Say Hallel first. The Gemara asks it on the bottom of Chafayim and Beis. You should say Hallel Mi'ikara. So the Gemara says an amazing phrase. Please get it. Abaye v'Rava say, Ein omrim halal el nefesh sveya v'nefesh sveya v'kreisa malaya. You can only say halal on a nefesh sveya, on a satiated soul, and a full stomach. Ein omrim halal ela al nefesh sveya umalaya kreisa. You got it? A satiated soul and a full stomach. It's a rule of Hilchos Hallel. Yes? And therefore what? You have to break the fast day. You have to break the fast with a meal. Then you say Hallel. And the Gemara gives a story. Gemara asks, Rav Papa visited the shul of Avi Gover, and they had a tannis, and rain came down before Chatzos, and they said Hallel. And then they ate and drank. That's against the din. What? So the Gemara says, what were they choshish for? Gemara says, because in Mechuzah there were shikras. They would get a little out of hand, and they would become shikr. You follow me, Adam? So therefore, if they would say it first, they would become shikr. Okay? So therefore, halacha lemaisa, they said halal first, and then they had the meal. Because we're afraid if they had the meal, they'd be shikr, and they wouldn't end up saying. Okay? You got this? What emerges from the Gemara? A rule in Hilchos Hallel. What's the rule? Do you only say halal on a full stomach? Let me ask you a question. When you start saying halal before the lavish meal of Shulchan Aruch, and it's a lavish meal, the Ramah says you're supposed to put out the nicest china. Let me ask you a question. Are you hungry? You better bet your bottom dollar you're hungry. You're not supposed to eat a lot in Erev Pesach. You're supposed to eat it b'latei avon. And you're going to tell me the cup of wine, the first cup you had, and the little bit of celery is fills you up? Come on, most guys are starving. It's a breach of halal. It's a breach of Hilchos Hallel of this Gemara. Why don't you ask better? You're asking great pinkles, but ask better, Tosis says. Every yontif, you say halal. So the Tosis is very, the way Tosis has it here, the Gedol Achronim fix it up. That's Rav Shechter Shlita, and I saw later in Gedol Achronim, they say the same thing. They basically want to say halal of davening is different. Halal of davening is different, which we'll get to Bez Hashem later. Its nature is different, and therefore it doesn't have this rule.
What is this?
This is on Tainus Chav Vav Amar Aleph. Chav Hei Mabez running on the Chav Vav Amar Aleph. And that's how you have to read the Tosis. The way you read the Tosis, that howl during davening is different. It's not subject to this rule. You can never eat and drink before davening. Do you know eating and drinking before davening, according to the Rambam, is an Issa D'Oraisa? Lo Sochel Al Adam? The Rambam says an Issa D'Oraisa. Other Rishonim say the Rabbanim.
I thought it says openly you drink coffee and tea.
So coffee, tea, and water is permissible. Mr. Bruce says coffee, tea without sugar and milk. Rav Moshe argues you can have sugar and milk because it's not considered to be like malthus. But any food to eat at breakfast is mamish and nisid yoraisa. Medication, I mean, if it's a choyla, then you're allowed to. Chola shebo sakana. It means you can't have the medication on an empty stomach, you mean?
Yeah.
So that's like a chola shebo sakana. But a regular healthy guy, it's not right to eat before eating and drink.
You can not eat during that.
No, you cannot. It's considered to be Nisid Diraisa according to the Rambam. Okay, according to the Rambam. Quote the sheet. Okay. Okay, we got it? So therefore, that's, did I write it on the board? That's the eighth kasha. Please get it. Hallel, you never what? Hallel, you never ever what? You never, you are starving. You can't tell me that one cup of wine with a little bit of celery. And what, you ate an Erev Pesach? You're not supposed to eat a lot. Remember we said you're supposed to eat the matzah l'teyavon? Why are you supposed to eat the matzah l'teyavon? So Rashbam says, in Sadi Tesem Beis Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. The Rashash says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Kuf Ches says it's because of what? Achila Gasa. Gemara says, I don't want your Achila of matzah to be Achila Gasa. So don't eat much in Erev Pesach. However, the Rashbam says it didn't have Hidr Mitzvah. On Sadi Tesem Beis. The Rashash says, why is Rashbam going to come up with a new reasoning? The Gemara already says, because of Achila Gasa. Okay, that's a kasha. All right, weiter. Number 9. The Sefer Torah Ladas in Moadim, Ba'amud Kuf Pei Vav, quotes the Sefer Vayagid Moshe. There is a halacha that you should keep the matzah on the table during Hallel at the end as well. We know there's a universal din, a global din, in Hilchos Pirkas HaMazon, Simen Kuf Pei Bei Sef Aleph. You're supposed to leave the bread on the table when you bench. You know that? On Shabbos? You're always supposed to leave a bread on the table. A little piece of bread. Always, throughout the year. Okay? Shabbos Yonantif, for sure. Even during the week, Pasha Shabbos. It's a little harder during the week if you ate everything, right? And maybe a crumb or two, whatever it is. But here there's an added halacha, says the Sefer of Yagid Moshe, La'ashir matzah ala shulchan b'shas halal. Why? A lot of people don't do this. They clean the whole table up after the Birkas HaMazon, and then they quickly say halal. There's some guys that walk away, they don't even say halal. They don't say nirtz. It's a horrible thing. So lahashir matzah al hashulchan b'shas halal. Okay, should leave the matzah on the table during halal. That's the din. Halal, and we're saying at the end too. What is that all about? That there's such a psak. Adam, you got me. The sefer of a yagid moshe. That's number 9. Okay, why should that be? Number 10. There is a halacha. Let's take a look at it now. I have it here in the packet. Let's take a look at the third page in the packet, okay? Svi, go ahead. Let's see inside. Yeah, where I underlined in the Gemara. Go ahead. This is Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Go ahead. Yeah, Dabar Shemitzvaso Belaila. Kosher Kol Alayla. Yeah, go ahead. So include Achilas Pesachim. Meaning that what? That Achilas Pesach is kosher Belial is kosher the whole night. Go ahead, who's that against? Oh, we mentioned him yesterday. It's against Obloz Ben Azari. The sign it says in Abraisa. Oh, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you only have up to Chatzos. So our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yes, and that's why we mentioned him yesterday that the mitzvah of a Sipris Yisraim is only when? Is only until Chatzos. That's why we said it was so beautiful, this story, that he lost himself 3 o'clock in the morning. He probably was saying, let's learn Kedushin. Against his own Shita, though, you get so enraptured that you would have forgot the daven. This is the sheet that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Tulsus inside. Go ahead, Svi. Guys, take a look inside. Yes.
What's
Ben Azariah? Well, we still pass the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Go ahead. The whole what? Because there's a stam mishnah arvei pesachim. Mitamei. He holds because the pesach have chatzos is no longer a mitzvah. To the degree it's mitamei sedayim. It was mitamei sedayim. It's mamish not a mitzvah anymore. Go ahead.
V'chein.
Oh.
The
we know the mishnah nezo koman. It says achatzos. Everyone says it during davening, right? Right. There are three things. Chametz, that's how I remember. Ches is chatzos. Mem is minuyov, you have to be appointed. And what's a tzadi? Sli. That's how you remember. I heard that from Rav Shechter once. Okay, those three dinim by Pesach. It's chametz. Not supposed to have chametz on Pesach or when you shech the korban Pesach. But the ches is for what? Chatzos. Mem is for minuyov. Tzadi is for sli. Go ahead. The stoma besof perakamina brachas. Go ahead.
The brachos. The gabe maisa uvo bana of shabram liyal. Beis hamishav
chul. Amar lahem.
Kol ma shamar chachamim mar patzos. Betzosim ad shiala mar shachar. Ve'imu achilas pesach.
Loktani. Pesa, it's not there. According to Pesach, you can't eat till the morning. It ends at Chatzos. You see these loads of Mishnayos. You see the end of Pesachim. You see Zvachim. You see Brachas. All these Mishnayos are assuming like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Go ahead. Muki La.
Muki
La Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Damar Achatzos.
Vim Kain.
Vim Kain. Sarachal Maher. Lachal Matzah.
So Tosus writes black on white. You have to finish your matzah before Chatzos. Not only motzi matzah, go ahead, vafilu.
Vafilu matzah shalafi koman.
Shaharei.
Vafilu matzah. Habi
deraisa. Right. He says, in it's a big machlok, which slot is deraisa, so you got to finish everything before Chatzos. Ava what? Wow. But he says, the halal after the afikoman, don't worry about it, because it's midr rabbanan. The whole thing is midr rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? Get the impression Howell's the Rabbanan, no?
Yeah.
So it's a Peladika Tais. Please get this down in your notes. The Tais of Megillah seems to say the Howell's the Rabbanan. So the Ran in Psochim, I didn't photocopy it for you, I'm sorry. But the Ran is in the Daperif Chavzainim and Bezer Maskar Garcinan. I know tomorrow, believe it, I'm definitely going to bring my Psochim. I forgot what we're going to look up. But what does the Ran say in the Daperif in Chavzainim and Bezer in the Daperif? The Ran says explicitly that midrabanan, you must finish challah before chatzos. Midrabanan, okay? He argues, okay? He says midrabanan tzarich ligmor lefnei chatzos. This Tosis lashon is very strange. Tosis seems to say that what, since the challah is the rabanan, you have to finish before chatzos. But the Ran says that midrabanan, you must finish before chatzos. If you look in the Ramah, okay? Again, when I'm saying the Ran doesn't say that halal is what? He doesn't comment whether halal is derisa or the Rabbana. He just says, min Rabbana, you got to finish before Chatzos. Okay? You got what I'm saying, Pinchas?
Yeah.
But if you look in the Ramah, Simon Tuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph, the Ramah just says, Poshit. You need to finish halal before Chatzos. And the Mishabru in Sif Katan Zayin says, you have to make sure you say the Bracha at the end. Bracha Tashem, Melech Melech Tishmachos, before what? Before Chatzos. And the way the Ramah seems to present it is not like the Tosis for sure. Because Tosis said you can finish even after Chatzos. And it's mashma, it's not even like the Ran. Even though the Ran says we're Chatzos, but the Ran said it was the Rabbanan. It's possible to say that there might be a Svara Media Rice that you must finish Halo before Chatzos. So that's what I want you to get down. Ramah says, Halo Mifnei Chatzos. And maybe it's a din d'oraisa to finish it before Chatzos. Why would that be that it would be a din d'oraisa? Not saying the Ramah writes it befeirish, but the Ramah doesn't get into it. And it's possible to entertain a possibility that maybe it's not just a d'rabbanan din to finish before Chatzos, it might be a d'oraisa. And the question is, what is the svara that we have to finish halal before Chatzos? So everyone gets verhitzed. Oh, you know, finish your afikom before 12:58. The afternoon is a tshuva, you can make a whole tanai, then maybe you can eat after Chatzos. But the bottom line is that you have to finish the afikoman plus the challah, okay? Then you can spend as much as you want on the nirtzah. And everyone competes in the morning, you know, how late was your seder, how late was my seder, you know what I mean? The ikkar is you should try to be a meaningful seder, and not the ikkar is not what time you went to bed. As we said yesterday, you should try to learn the Rambam, it was from Pesach, Achikat Fenushena. Okay, 11th kasha. Let's go, we got to start moving a little bit. What did it say in the 11th kasha? What word do you say at the end of Magid? Lefikach, anu chayav lehodos. The word lefikach is a very telling word. What does the word lefikach mean literally in English? Therefore. Therefore means should be a very clear connection between A and B. You go through all the Magid, which we described yesterday. Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbapeh, Pasuk Drasha, and lefikach, I have to praise and thank and glorify Hashem. What is the connection? It's not clear at all. The Netziv asks that in his Agada. What is the connection when you have Lefikach? Just a push-up shot. What on earth are you driving at in the Baal, the Tanoim wrote the Agada when they say Lefikach? Okay, that's 11. 12. The Gemara in Irkin and Daf Yudah Med Aleph list the 18 times we say Hallel in Eretz Yisrael, full Hallel, the 21 times in Chutz La'aretz. List it very quickly. Okay? What are the 18 times in Eretz Yisrael? 8 days of Sukkot. Yes? 8 days of Hanukkah is 16. Yes? 1 day of Pesach and 1 day of Shavuos. Clear?
Okay,
that's 18. Gemara was written, you know, 300, 400 CE. 94 day was Medinas Yisrael. Okay. What were the 21 times? What were the 21 times in Chutz La'aretz? Add the three other. 9 days you say it during what? Sukkos. Because of Shmini Atzeret, Smichas Torah. What else? One extra day for Pesach and one extra day for Shavuos. So that's how you have 21. That's the Gemara. Guys that never learned Erekin before know that daf. Yudim and Aleph. Yudim and Aleph and Erekin discusses Hallel. So what's missing from that list? Hallel during the Seder. Hallel during the Seder is omitted from that list. So I'm going to write down Gemara, Erekin, Bidaf Yudim and Aleph, Hallel, Lo, Birishima. Hallel, the Lel Seder, Lo, Birishima. It's not on the what? It's not on the list, okay? It's not on the list, Halach Lamaisa.
When Mora brings on a list, though, they're always like, oh, it wasn't being very specific.
It's a specific list. Very difficult. Number 13. Where is, and we talk about geography in the Rambam, Rav Parnashlita, in this room, you should live and be well, discuss many, many years. Geography of the Rambam. Where is Hilchos Hallel in the Rambam? Hilchos what? Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Lo Maskir Hallel B'Shas Seder. Where does he mention it? Achein Maskir, where? The Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Yes? Let's take a look at it in the packet. Okay? Let's go. Take a look at the packet. Skip a page. Go ahead, Hilchos Chanukah. Go ahead. So you read that Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Those 2 pages. Go ahead.
The law halal shochan double vad who should be very sovereign. Hello, Kriyas Ahal, the old with very sovereign. The whole Yahweh Mishagomer Mahan Sahal. Which one is our Yom
Mishagomer? Rabbim says Hallel is the Rabbanan. Yes? All the time. The Ramban argues says Hallel on Yontif morning is the Eraisa. It's part of Simchas Yontif. Go ahead.
Ushmona asar yom b'shan ha-mitzal l'gomer b'han ha-zahalel. Bilhain, shmona es yimei achag. Shmona es mechanik av rishu shal pesaf yom ha-etzeres. L'rash shanam yom ki ha-kipurim ein behem halel. Fi shehein yimei ha-tshuva v'yira v'facha. Lo yimei sabas yisera.
Excellent. See, Simchas Yontif is Simchas Yisera. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Diuk is Simcha, but there's not Simchas Yisera. Okay? You see both Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We discussed that in the beginning of the year, that there's Simcha. Go ahead. That was one of the three answers. Remember, we did, and the Rambam holds like that. Excellent. So what's missing from the list?
Pesach.
Hallel during the Seder. Nothing. You see that there in the Gemara there?
Yep.
And here can Daf Yudam Aleph? Very good. Go ahead. Look at the next page, Perek Zion. Go ahead.
Kol kos v'kos mi'arba kos es halalu. Evarech alav brach v'tayatma. Kos v'yishon amir alav kiddush hayom. Kosheni kore alav es ha'agada. Koshush Mivarech Allah Berchas Hamazon, Kosri Gomer Allah is a hallow, Mivarech Al Berchas Hashir.
See there it says Berchas Hashir. You follow me? That's from the Mishnah. Berchat Hashem Melchum Allah is called Berchas Hashir. Go ahead.
Vena Kosas Ha'ilu, Im Ratza Lishtos, Shotavi and Shlijimin Rubi, Inanishosa.
No, Benakosa Elu, Im Ratza Lishtos, Shota. If you want to drink between the first, second, and third, that's fine. But between the third and fourth, you can't drink, because it looks like you're adding on to kosos. So it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't say that kosheni was on halal, he calls it haggadah, you know what I mean? That's interesting. Notice that Rambam seems to call the halal only the halal at the end, right? But nonetheless, it's off the list. So that's number what? That was 11 and 12, correct? Yeah? What do we have? Did I skip one? No, I wrote 12 and what?
13.
Okay, so we're up to the 14th kasha. What's the 14th kasha we have?
Why is it?
It's very, very difficult when you talk about hallel, halacha lemaisa. It's very, very difficult when you talk about hallel. Why is it in the Haggadah we don't say the bracha? It's not really necessarily hallel, but it is connected with Hanukkah and Purim. We say the bracha, shasa nisim lavoseinu. This happened lavoseinu. And many Rishonim ask this kasha. Why don't we say in the Haggadah the bracha of Shasa Nisim Lavosenu? So Neis Gadol happy Mishas Sibes Shrine. We say this bracha on Hanukkah and Purim. Why do we say it on Pesach?
Because we think we're the time.
Okay, good. That's we're going to get to one of the answers. Excellent. Shasa Nisim Lavosenu. Okay, 15th kasha. Let's get it. And this is a very important kasha. And we mean it with all seriousness. And when you talk about Manishtana, why don't you include this in one of the Manishtanas? Manishtana, how is that? We just asked the 14 kashas. Why is it not in one of the Manishtanas? Manishtana, how is that? Mishar halalos. Right? Mishar halalot. Not halalos, halalos. Halo. It's a very, very, very good kasha. You could have added that in. Number 16. Notice we sing Kadesh Urchatz. Why is it Hallel Nirtz at the end? What should it be? It should be Magid Hallel Motzi Matzah. Why don't you say Hallel earlier?
Because part of it's at the end.
What'd you say?
Part of it is at the
end. I understand. Well, why don't you say Hallel, twice?
Well, why don't we start with it?
I'm going to write it like this. Magid.
The Iker is at the end.
Why don't you say Magid Hallel?
Why don't we start with
okay,
it?
Okay, we'll see. We have to explain Mazur why the Iker is at the end. Okay, it's not so pushing. And then lastly, one of the guys said we had 18th kasha. That I don't remember. But the 17th kasha, I don't remember that. But the 17th kasha was, the Meiri says you say Hallel, Bishas, you say it, Kashir, Mesubim. Hallel, you do Haseba. The Meiri has a wild Kiddush, that when you say Hallel, you should do it Haseba. Should do it Baseba. Why should it be done Baseba? You're not eating. So that's what we added on according to the sheet of who? The sheet of the Meiri. Okay? So these are 17 kashas. I don't remember that there was an 18th. Someone does, you'll tell me. But this is very, very strong kashas, Lamaisa, regarding what? Regarding Hallel during the Seder. So I want to offer two mahalchim that will answer these kashas. Okay? All of the kashas. Each mahalch will not answer all of them independently, but after we say both of them, if you see both, you combine both, you'll answer both these kashas. Then if we have time, we have to start that sugya kuf that zayin I want to get to. Okay? Yes, quickly speak. Go ahead.
Not to knock off the balance of the questions, but 15 and 16 I think are kind of sure.
Okay. I think 15 is very powerful.
15 said about anything though throughout night.
Good point. I'll bring you a riot at 15. The Rav asks, why is Arbakosos not in there?
Exactly.
So he asked that kasha. And you know what he answered? He answered that it's part of the takana of Mesubin. The Chum made two takanas to express Cheres. Haseba and the four kosos. Arba kase takin rabbanan. So the Rav said that when you ask the question about Haseba, you're including the arba kosos. So the Rav said you must take it very seriously. And we're taking it very seriously too. And we're pointing out all these differences of Howl and the night of the Seder and the rest of the Howl throughout the year. Why Taka wasn't an ass?
So according to Meiri, then...
Okay, could be. That's a good answer. Could be. But let's see what we want to offer. Okay? Could be what you're saying is good. Good. But I'm just bringing a riot to you. You can ask that. And the Rav Taka asked it. I mean, that's probably the most glaring thing. Why is Arba Kosos not in Manishtana? I mean, where do you ever drink four kosos, right? Okay. So let's get this. The first mahalach we want to offer, and please get it down, is that basically in halacha, there are three types of challah. Okay? The way we want to suggest it. There are three types of challah. What are the three types of challah? Number one is what? Number one is challah that is considered to be a kriya, a recitation. What does a recitation mean? It's beginner simchas yontif. Simchas yontif means what? Eating and drinking, but also means spirituality. And the Ramban held was a mitzvah rice against the Rambam. It's part of simchas yontif is davening in the morning and saying yontif. Saying Hallel. So Hallel, a Kriya, Simchas Yontif is the morning when you daven. What's the second type of Hallel? Hallel on Hanukkah. Hallel L'Zichron HaNes. A commemoration of a what? Of a Nes. You got that? Svi, you got this? You got this down? You should get this down so you'll be able to say this over. I want you to remember this. Get it clear. Hallel to commemorate. You commemorate when it comes to Hanukkah. And what's number three? The night of the Seder. Which I gave it to you, like I said, I'll bring my psachim tomorrow, I'm leaning at her. That the, what daf and the daf riff was it? I gave it to you in the Mara Makomos. What daf was it in the Daf Erif? It was what? What'd you say? The Ran in the Daf Erif says B'Shem Rav Haigon that it's called Shira. It's called Shira. Was it Chav Zayin in base? Yeah, I think it was Chav Zayin in base. Okay? Chav Zayin in base, it says Beferish. Okay? So we see Beferish that there is this concept of what? Yeah, Chav Zayin is Daf Erif. Please get it. Hallel, Alanes, Bishasanes. And what does the Ran B'Shem Rav Haigon call this? Ran B'Shem Rav Haigon. What does he call it? He calls it Shira. Spontaneous outcry of song to Hashem. It's Shira L'Hashem. When you are saved in Bishasanes, it is completely different than commemorating. And what this is, and this is what we want to bring out this Mahalach, is that Hallel Anes is number 3. Not 1 or 2, but it's 3. And that's what we're doing this Seder night. As Simi mentioned before, we discussed the concept of the time machine yesterday. You relive an experience. When you relive an experience, it's Hallel Anes B'Shas Anes. That is why it is called a Shir. It is different. It's interesting why it's called Birkas Ashir. Fits well in that Mishnah. Because it is a song to the Eibishter. Therefore, if you say like this, it turns everything what? A lot of these kashas can be answered right away. I want you to get it down here. It's number 1, Lila. What does it say in the Chidah, the Birka Yosef? There was a boat that was almost capsized. There was a boat that almost capsized in the middle of the night, and they came and they said to the Rebbe, can we say Hallel? He said, of course you got to say Hallel. So they said, when? So he said, right now. So one of the time he said, Rebbe, it's against the Mishnah we learned. The Mishnah says you have to say Hallel B'Yom. What are the two Makaros? Mimizr Shemesh Advo. Yom, what is it? Yom Nagilu Nisachambo. Right? So what's going on? He said, that's Hallel, that's Begetter what? That's Hallel Begetter Kriya, or Hallel Zichron Nes. You can't say B'Yom. You can't say B'Laila. But if the Nes have you at night, say it right now. When do we leave Mitzrayim? In the middle of the night. So therefore, it's quite appropriate to say it at night. Number 2, why don't we say a bracha? What's the purpose of a bracha? The Rav once said. The Rambam compares famously, Perak Alpha, Loch Alpha, and Loch Abbas, Birkas Amitzis, Birkas Nenin. What's the function of a Birkas Nenin, bracha on food and drink? Surprise. Takes away the Isser what Me'ilah. Matters you to eat and drink. What does a Birkas Amitzis do? Matters you to do a mitzvah. It's chutzpah to confront Hashem with a lulav. Looks like batting practice. You're makadosh to act. You focus through the bracha. It matters you to do the mitzvah. It's a very powerful philosophical statement. And that's exactly what you do. And that's why he compares birkas and mitzvah to what's the bracha? A bracha is supposed to focus you. That's why mitzvah benam l'chavero, the Rav said from the Rambam, or Franchly, they said the same thing. You don't need a bracha mitzvah benam l'chavero. If you need it, you're in trouble. The chesed should come out naturally. You don't need to focus to visit the sick or pay a shiva call. It's antithetical to have a bracha. The same thing here. Do you need to ready yourself to have a spontaneous outcry of Hashem that you had a Yeshua? Yeshua's Hashem Karef Ayin, like in a blink of an eyelid? You need a preparation for that? You need a song for that? Yes, you need a song for that. But you don't need a bracha to ready you. You're automatically ready. You're ready to go. It's crazy. You should need a bracha. The whole getter of this howl is a shir l'Hashem. To have a bracha's taka makes you lose the whole thing. It is antithetical. That's why there's no bracha. That's why 99% of the Rishonim don't have that bracha. That's what I want to look up. We got to look up for tonight, and maybe you look in the computer, Yosef. Which Haggadah has the bracha? I once found there was one Haggadah, one Rishon had a bracha. That's what I was going to look up. Number 3, men and women. Let's say women were on that boat. Did they say how? Of course they did. Their lives were at stake. But when the story of Pesach, when we relive it, what does the Gemara say in Kuf Chesim and Beis? In Pesach? Get the Dapim down. Biskus what? Sidkanios hang. They were the Iker. They played a major role, like Yehudas and Hanukkah, right? So of course the women are mechuyev. I thought every din in the howl they're mechuyev in. Yes, not howl throughout the year, but every din in the Seder they are. Number five, get this answer. The answer's 1, 2, 3. Answer's 5, 2 as well. How does it answer 5? What does 5 say? How can we might see Yad Tov and Biyam? When is it a problem, I say Yad Tov and Biyam? When you're a sideline figure. The angels were a sideline figure. Their life wasn't on the line. How dare they sing when someone else dies? No matter how bad they were, even if they were like Nazis. It's hard to imagine. But if your life was on the line and a Nazi died, then you're mechuyev. Our lives are on the line. Yes, because we're in the time machine. Our lives are on the line just as well. So therefore, it's a sharp distinction. When you commemorate, you get caught with Masiyat HaTom B'Yam. But when you relive the experience, it's not a problem. We're reliving it, Mayor. You follow me? We're not commemorating. Commemorating, you have a problem. Because then we're sideline figures. The Malachim were at that time, but their lives were not on the line. You can be a sideline figure one of two ways. You're at that time and you're on the sidelines, or you're living generations afterwards. But when you live it, you're not a sideline figure. Therefore, you have a chiyuv. Number 8. Halach lo'maisa. What's the ikar part of the hallow? The end. The Nitziv writes in his Haggadah, also the Abarbanel has, what are the two paragraphs all about? The Nesiva says the same thing. What are the two paragraphs all about that we say before the Suda? Just to declare the Suda Shulchan Aruch. It's not really hollow. It's not really hollow at all. What's the real hollow? At the end. So remember we asked, how can you say hollow when what? When you're an empty stomach? What do you mean? This is after the lavish meal I ate. The first two paragraphs are not called hollow. That answers, let's quickly, that goes from 8. That also answers why when we sing the song of Magid Hollow, because that's not really called hollow. The Iker Hallel is at the end, and we talk a habit after a big meal. Because Lamaisa, the two paragraphs are just to declare the suit as being a suit as Hodah. Hakaras HaTov is the theme we said, the Chinuch said of Bikurim, but also the Mitzvah of Sipris Yisraim, the Chinuch says. So therefore, the two paragraphs are just to declare the suit as a suit as Hodah. What is a Korban Todah? Korban Todah, Zevach Todah, Shlomov, right? It's one of the things, one of the aspects of a Korban Pesach, it's like a Korban Todah in a sense. We're thanking Hashem. What does a Shlomim usually have? Yom Laila Yom to eat, right? But what is a Todah? It's a Todah is a branch of the family. Shlomim only has Yom Laila. Why less? Because you need to invite a lot of people over so you'll eat the meat and it won't become Nosar. But it forces you to tell everyone why you do it a Todah, because a Nase happened to you. The Asapra Maisarina is supposed to say over a Nase. You're supposed to tell over other people what Hashem did for you. So Mamela, that's the two paragraphs that clear the suit as being a suit so dull. But the Ikra howls at the end. So that answers 8, and it also answers number what? 16. It also answers number 11. Why does it answer number 11? What is Lefikach? Because I relived the experience, I have a Chiv D'Oraisa right in the side of your page of your Haggadah. How on this B'Shasan is, not just a commemoration. But I'm going reliving the experience. That generates a chiv hal min ha-Torah. Why is it not in the Gemara Nirkin? Because the Gemara, it's a different type of howl. The list only consists of 1 and 2. It doesn't talk about howl and b'shasanes. That's why the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah doesn't put it in. He puts it where it's chametz u'matzah. It's a different type of howl. That answers also what Simi said. Why don't we say Shal Sinisi Lavosenu? It's not Lavosenu as opposed to us. It's to all of us. It's us. Halach Lomaisa. That answers 16, as we said. Okay, so how many do we answer with the first Mahalach?
Half.
We answer what? Number 1, 2, and 3. Why at night? Why no bracha? Why women are mechuyev? 5, 8. Lefikach, 12, 13, 5, 11, 12, 13, and number what? 14. 14 and 16. Okay, how many is that? Half of them?
No.
Maybe more. So that answered numerous of those kashas, highlighting the fact that it's Halal Nes, Bishas Hanes. Okay? Let's look now inside Svi. Look at the next page in the packet. The second Mahalach. that will answer all the rest of the kashas, and also will overlap, can answer some of the other ones we asked already. Let's go back to the page. Lamed Vav Amar Alf Maseches Pesachim. Go ahead. There's a famous quote from Shmuel here. Many people think Lechem Oni means poor man's bread. That is true. It is a poor man's bread. That's why we break it. Some Rishonim say that we should not have a full Lechem Mishnah. Should be different. And the Lechem Oni should break it down to a matzah and a half. But we're Machri, we do two and it. We do three and make it two and a half. Because we have Lechem Mishnah, it's Yontif, passes a regular Yontif, plus we have a poor man's bread. We break it. But Shmuel has an added interpretation what a Lechem Oni means. Go ahead. Look in the packet there. Lamed Vav Amar Alf Masechim. Go ahead. So what does the word Oni mean according to Shmuel?
Answer.
Answer a lot of things about it. What are a lot of things? Zuck Rashi, we're underlined. Bless you. What does the word Gomer mean?
Finish.
The full howl. The Meiri says at Kuftet Zayin and Beis, and I think also the Rebbeinu Chananel says Chetzi howl. It's amazing. But what does he say, Lock, Stock, and Barrel, Rashi? What does Rashi say?
Whole
howl. Whole howl. So if I ask you, if I ask you, what is the halachic recipe of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. What is the halachic recipe? You know on the side of the box, they always have the ingredients, the panel of ingredients. What's the panel of ingredients of the mitzvah Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs? You have to fresh the matzah, you got to eat it, but you got to speak about it, you got to do magid, and you have to say a full what? Halal. Basically, what is it? And the Ravs dug up a Ramban in the Mohammed Hashem and Brachas that says you're not Yotze Lechachila if you only ate the matzah without doing Magen and Halal. But there are some Rishonim that say it's Ma'akev Mamish, they're Gaonim, that say if you don't eat, if you don't do Magen and Halal, you're not Yotze Matzah either. What do you mean I ate the whole thing? I don't care. You didn't fulfill the whole recipe. The Ramban said it Lechachila. The Ramban said it Lechachila. He dug up this big Ramban in the middle of the Ramban that has that line. No, there's some Rishonim that take it further and say it's Ma'akev. So what does that mean? What that means, Svi, is as follows. This was the first. Din in halal. Different type of halal. What's number two? The second halal is what? Lechem oni. That halal is a what? Chelik is tachas. Tachas hamitzvah shel matzah. You know how times you have a mitzvah, but there are ancillaries to the mitzvah? What are the ancillaries to the mitzvah? Ha, Magid, Hallel. So really tonight, what is it? Not tonight, but next Monday night, what is it? It's not really Hallel, it's really Matzah. So Lila, Bear of Tochlu Matzahs. It's not really Hallel. When am I supposed to eat the Matzah at night? After Tzeis even. Why is there no Bracha? There is a Bracha on the Matzah. And it fits well because I haven't started Hallel yet. Right? I didn't start halal with those first two prayers. Zikr halal at the end. I said bracha v'achilas matzah. It's not really halal. It's matzah. Why are women mechuyev in it? They're mechuyev in matzah because anyone's this mechametz has to eat matzah. They're mechuyev in the halal. Amida. I thought you're supposed to stand during halal. It's not halal. What is it? Matzah. How do you eat matzah? Sitting, doing a seba. Number six. Why do you split it up in the middle? What is the most important step in the Seder, the mnemonic, the song? Matzah. Everything runs around the matzah. You follow the mnemonic, Kadesh Urchatz. And therefore, oh, you're splitting up halal in the middle of the lavish meal. It's not halal. We're following the order of how to do the mitzvah sayon, mitzvah salaiwa. Matzah plays the main character. What you're saying on two coasts, it's not halal. Did you ever see Alechaim now? It's not halal. It's following what the mnemonic is in the Seder. It's not like, oh, you're having a big meal in the middle of halal. You're having a second or fourth cup. It's not halal. Why is there a mandate to leave the matzah on the table of Shas halal? To highlight that the halal is the chelik of the what? The halal is under the rubric of the matzah. That's why you got to keep it on the table. Why might there be a din d'oraisa to finish halal before chatzos? Because the matzah's got to be finished before chatzos. So the halal does as well, because it's the chelik of the matzah. Why is it that what? It's not in 12 and 13. Why is it not in the Gemara Nerik? Because it's not halal. Why is the Ram not having it in Hilchos Charak? It's not halal. It's matzah. That's why he's in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Why is it not one of the Manishtanas? Yeah. We do ask about matzah. It is in there. It is in there.
Works very well.
Number 16. It's not halal. It's matzah. So that's why it's a magid halal. Why? What's Pshat Namiri? Crazy din? To what? To say a seba during the halal? No, the halal is chelik of the matzah. If you have to do a seba for the matzah, you should do what? A seba for the halal as well. And maybe for magid as well. All stemming from this Rashi. Okay? That's the chiddush here we want to bring out. That makes halal different. Now, the truth of the matter is that we have two pages in the packet that are left, and we have to see that tomorrow. I'm going to give you other marmakomos, so we have to get more involved in Hesedim. And that is that the Gemara says about a blind person, is a blind person chayiv, is a blind person chayiv in the Haggadah. So what did the Gemara say? Did you get a chance? Did you see the Gemara there at Kuf Tet Zion? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says at Kuf Tet Zion Amav. Gamliel said you say three things, yes? And the Gemara here in Omid Beis, which we'll see it inside tomorrow, I just want to close with this Nakuda, says what? Says that Asuma is Potter from saying the Haggadah. According to one sheet, so we'll see it in the Gemara inside tomorrow. So keep the packet, because we didn't do those two things. But my kash is like this. Is a Summa generally chayv in mitzvahs or not?
Depends.
Kereshot of the cotton is what? Our potter. What about a Summa? Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says your potter, the Chachamim say Mechuyu. How do we paskin? Most Rishonim say like the Chachamim, except for which Rishon? The Rabbeinu Yerucham. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now we hold like Rav Rishonim, a Summa is chayv in all mitzvahs. It's not like Kereshot of the cotton. But I'll tell you, the Gemara doesn't even touch Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbanan. The Gemara doesn't touch it. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't touch it? It just quotes a Maran that possibly say that a Summa should be putter from saying the Haggadah. It's a Machlokas and a Maran. But one sheet that says a Summa should be putter in the Haggadah. Yes? A Summa should be putter in the Haggadah. And the Gemara doesn't say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara digs up a pasuk and says a Summa is putter. Why did the Gemara connect it with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham? A lot of times you got to think globally and universally. Why is it that the Gemara did not attach it with the Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, where the Summa is Chayiv and Mitzvahs? That's the Kasha of the Teres Chesed in Simon Ches. Teres Chesed was one of the great what? Great Gedol Achronim. Teres Chesed. Simon Ches, he has this Kasha. Okay, Tshuva is Teres Chesed. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with that. Lamais, okay, let's dive in Mincha. Let's just get one. Is it Pinchas? You want to get one person? We only need one person, no? Let's get one person for Mincha, okay? Yeah, ready, Tyler? Yeah, we have. Pinchas.